In 2009, the University of Melbourne held its first Festival of Ideas. And the theme was climate change, cultural change. And it brought 7,500 people to the university, and they heard a whole variety of people speaking, from scientists, social scientists, to historians, to commentators, to novelists and poets. Now, the second Festival of Ideas will be held in June 2011. And the theme of this next festival will be the pursuit of identity, landscape, history, and genetics. I always think that one of the most powerful energies in Australian society has been the pursuit of a national identity. What is it that makes living in Australia so different, so special? What makes our art, our poetry, our thought, our education system, our foreign policy, what is it that makes Australia so distinct and makes such a contribution to the world at large? And I think this pursuit of identity is something which is constantly changing. What is it that makes up identity? For many people, it is the experience of the Australian landscape, somehow out there, in the bush, in the desert, by the shore, even in cities. We really feel that there is something distinctive in the Australian experience. And certainly, the painting of Australia has been one of the most remarkable phenomena ever since white settlement, and of course before white settlement, because the indigenous people painted the landscape of Australia and continue to do so. And in the festival, we're going to have artists who are going to talk about what is it that draws them to the landscape, both white artists and indigenous artists. For other people, the history of the country is somehow essential for establishing what our identity is today. When I was a schoolboy in the much earlier period of life, Australian history was one of the most boring subjects that could possibly be taught. You were taught the history of Australia in terms of land acts and parks and all those dreary debates leading up to federation. Today, most people know a great deal more about Australian history, and they see sometimes these great themes in Australian history, one of which, of course, is the clash and the difficulty of white settlement and the indigenous population. A clash and a problem, a tension, which goes on to this very, 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 very day. And so history, how has the present moment been shaped by the past, is going to be one of the great themes. But I suppose all of us, if we know anything about science at all, anything about medical science, medical research, we all know that the new discipline of genetics has told us more about the human body in the last 25 to 30 years than at almost any other time during the history of mankind. Everybody knows what they or can find out now what their exact DNA is, what exactly composes our body, and that great DNA sequencing, that analysis of the body, has led to the questioning as to what is the nature of human identity. And so we're going to start with that absolutely fundamental question. What is it that the genetic revolution has done? What's its promise? What's its reality? And what is its application beyond medical science into things like food, fuels, and what are the great moral, ethical, and legal issues which are raised by this extraordinary new science? We're going to keep with the same structure for the festival. We have keynote lectures in the evenings, and then the following day we convene two or three panels with gifted experts who then take up the topics and themes of the previous night's lecture. And I'm thrilled that we've got such a very distinguished lineup already of keynote lecturers. Matt Ridley, the leading British geneticist, a brilliant author who's written a masterpiece of a book called Nature Via Nurture, will give the opening keynote lecture on promise and reality in the genetic revolution. And then we have such distinguished people as Sir David Cannadine, the eminent British historian, and his wife, Linda Colley, no less distinguished an historian, to talk about how the past has formed national identity. We have Gareth Evans, the former Labour foreign minister, who is going to give the keynote lecture on a great paradox. How is it that if this pursuit of national identity is such a positive force, why does it lead to such intense and long-lasting global conflicts in the world? You've only got to think of the Middle East and the clash, the pursuit of national identity by Israelis, the pursuit of national identity by Palestinians has brought about almost 50 years of continuous strife. India and Pakistan, two countries which have a tremendous intense sense of national identity, find themselves in almost continuous state of tension. And I hope Gareth Evans is just the man, it seems to me, to be able to reflect on that theme. And we also will have a distinguished Australian speaker speaking directly on the theme of Australian identity. And the last great keynote lecture will be by the very distinguished, famous British art historian, Timothy Clark, T.J. Clark, who I suppose has contributed almost more than any single person to a great change and shift in art history. And he'll be talking about the way landscape painting forms or has formed a sense of national identity. We're going to mix the sciences and the arts together. We're going to bring indigenous voices into the discussion along with white voices, not just have separate sessions on that. And I think it's going to be that sort of all-round program that those who come for the science things, we hope we want to stay for the sessions on history. Those who come for the history sessions, we want to stay for the sessions on Australian identity. And I hope everyone will come on the Saturday to see this great panoply of modern Australian artists talking, both young and old, Indigenous and white, talking about why the land and the landscape still means so much to them as artists. It'll be free. You'll have to book. But we look forward to seeing you all from June 13th to June 18th in 2011.